welcome everyone who is in North East Center and those at the Parents Lounge. And of course, very special shout out to our East Center brother and sisters. Give us a big, big wave. And all our Hope Global families is watching us online. Welcome to Hope Church. Can you give a big smile to the person next to you? I think that would be the most loving thing to do. Probably have not smiled that much, okay? So, but this morning we can do that. You know, I'm so glad that I came to know that the book of Psalms has blessed, encouraged, and inspired many believers, especially in their current seasons. I also get to know, which is amazing, that the last 7 weeks, that through the book of Psalms, we have friends who actually open their hearts and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior through the book of Psalms. How romantic would that be, man, you know? So let's give praise to God. Shall we do that? It's amazing. It's amazing. And we are on the seventh part of our Psalms, our Songs for Every Season series, seventh part. If you have been through the seventh part, congratulations. And if you have missed certain parts, catch us online. God has a special word for you. You know, challenges arises and resources can be very limited. Some of us, probably you are facing some uncertainties that clouds your clarity of your future. And actually, Psalms 115 was written for such a moment like this. God actually, through this psalmist, wrote this psalms to the nation of Israel and also to the group of people, believers at our current times, that to encourage us not just to trust God individually, but to trust God corporately, together, as a faith community. So today, the title for today's message is When We Trust God Together. Wow, Psalms 115. Thanks, Chloe. Psalms 115, we're going to plunge into the title for today's message. Are you ready for the word? Come on, I knew that because some of you are so early for the service. I'm so thankful. I'm so glad that we are here to ask God to transform our lives. And Psalms 115, When We Trust God Together. Psalms 115 is part of the Hallel Psalms, from Psalms 113 to Psalms 118. Hallel means praise. Everybody say praise. It actually was sung traditionally during the Passover and the major Jewish tradition, festivals. It was a communal song. It was a together song, reminding Israel that their hope and strength did not come from themselves or from others, but comes from the living God who rescued them from Egypt and now currently still their ever-present help and their ever-present shield. We're going to learn two key important factors how when we trust God together as a community. The first key is to trust God together, is to remember God's power in His community. Verse 1 to verse 8 and verse 15 to verse 14 to verse 15. The Psalms begins with a very strong petition to God. You can look at verse 1, which was sung earlier by the worship team. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. Because of your love and faithfulness. You know, psalmist repeats, not to us, to strongly reject for any credit for himself or the nations around them or even for the nation of Israel. Instead, he appeals to God to act because he is love, because of your love, and he is faithful because of his faithfulness. And then you look at verse 2, all right? We're going to do a little bit Bible study. That's why we are saying that this is a book study, all right? And I think it is so precious. Chew on the word because the word will bring transformation and encouragement to our lives. Verse 2, why do the nations say, where is your God? You know, why this petition? The Israel realized that they were faced by the foreign nations near them and started to cast doubt on them about doubting God's power and mocking them for the absence of their God. Because in verse 2, it says, why do the nations say, where is their God? Psalmist reply, All right, and it says in verse 3 that the God of Israel is not absent or powerless. Verse 3, he says, can we read verse 3 together? 1, 2, go. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. What the psalmist is trying to say, he says he's being enthroned in heaven, rule with complete authority. So it's quite interesting. If you stop at verse 1 to verse 3, it's like a strong petition. Not to us. The credit doesn't belong to us. Right now, we are flourishing not because of us. And then the psalmist started to continue to contrast the living God with lifeless idol. Verse 4 to verse 8. They have mouths but cannot speak. Eyes, in verse 5, they have mouths but cannot speak. Eyes but cannot see. Verse 6, they have ears but cannot hear. Noses but cannot smell. Verse 7, they have hands but cannot feel. Feet but cannot walk. Nor can they utter a sound with their throats. So the psalmist was comparing a lifeless idol with a living God. The psalmist was saying that God who is enthroned in heaven, but my God of Israel hears, speaks, acts, and delivers his people. Because if you look at verse 14 to verse 15, look at how the psalmist prayed. He did not pray to a lifeless idol. He was praying to a living God. Can we read these two verses together? 1, 2, go. May the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. Verse 5, let's loud and clear. 1, 2, go. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The psalmist, you can look at how he pray. The psalmist pray for God to increase. Flourishing in that context is about increasing the number of people, blessing the generation, that the Israelites could be very confident that this can be done, even though they are small, because God is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the creator of all things, including our offspring. The idea of God increasing the number of his people is significant because Israel was small. And seeing the numbers increase is a sign of God's blessing, and God is backing them up that they can be a strong community. Because in Deuteronomy, it says that God is faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to how many generations? Oh, come on, talk to me. How many generations? Thousands. Generation. One implication from this part of Psalms is that man-made idols, which was listed from verse 8 to verse 4 to verse 8, man-made idols can never replace the place of God in our community. And can you hear a loud amen from God's people? Thank you. Ask ourselves this question. Are we turning to any idols as believers, as God's people? One of the reasons why people start to forget God's power, why do people forget God's power? Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you. One of the key reasons why we start to forget about God's power is the reason of substitutes. When we forget God's past victories and miracles in our lives, we start to build our own idols because we need that security. I call them substitutes. Modern idols usually don't come in physical statues, but modern idols are very subtle. They come in the form of busyness, success, people's approval, control, human wisdom. We go to ChatGPT. Or now I use DeepSeek a lot. Performance, self-dependence. Okay, take a pause. Let's take a deep breath. Are the above idols that was on the screen has become our substitute and caused us to forget God's power in our lives and in the church, among God's people? Second reason why people tend to forget God's power, over-familiarity. Over-familiarity. What does it mean? Means that we start to take things for granted. Over-familiarity means we start to take things for granted. When God's goodness become normal, inverted comma, we stop noticing His grace. Israel grew familiar with God's miracles and forget that God is behind them. How do I know that? Because in Deuteronomy, the whole chapter, verse 6, 7, and 8 talks about, be careful that you do not forget the Lord. Whoa. They've forgotten that it was the Lord that gives them the ability to produce wealth, the ability to walk, to breathe. So let's not take for granted. Can you help me to encourage the person next to you, whether I think they are very good looking and very beautiful today, help me to turn to the left and right and say, let's not take God for granted. It's so easy. Our ability to walk, to breathe, to work, and to create. Have you ever have this thought in your mind? Maybe you don't demonstrate out, okay? I have to confess that I do. Sometimes when we hear stories, you know, what, another miracle, somebody just received Jesus. Oh, I heard that before. Not so fantastic. You tell me there's 1 million happened in 1 second, maybe I will like, wow, clap, you know. But one person after you sow the seed for 1 year, 2 years, you know, then receive Jesus, you know, what's so big deal? For some of us, we hear, you know, like, hey, somebody, no, marriage is restored. Wow, nearly get to divorce, but God show up and intervene. And you say, just a coincidence. They have a very good counselor. We tend to be over familiar of God's miracle. Be very careful. The third reason, disappointment, when we tend to forget God's power because of disappointment, when seasons are hard, when we start to focus on what God did not do instead of what He has done. Hello, anybody with me? When we start to focus on what He did not do than what He has done. So today, I would like to invite Eileen to come and share her own journey, her own experience, her journey with the Lord of remembering God's power in her life. Let's welcome Eileen. Come on.
Woo! Thank you, Pastor Jasmine. Wee, wee, wee. Hi, everyone. My name is Eileen. I actually serve in the Northeast Youth Congregation. So I'm actually leading the secondary school group there as well. But outside of church, I actually work as a HR professional. So I'm here to share, you know, about how, you know, God provided for me as well. So 4 years ago, God provided for me a house in a way that I know it's only God Himself, right? That, you know, in 2018, after my grandparents passed away, the flat that we lived in had to be sold, right? So after that, my dad actually needed to buy a new, like, HDB flat. So, because he used to own a flat, and then after that he sold a flat. So after that, when he wants to buy a new flat, right, he has to pay a 30K levy as well. But the problem is this, that, you know, my dad wasn't cash rich, so he didn't have the means to do so. So back then, I was a relatively fresh graduate from poly. So I actually offered to co-purchase a flat with him so that both our combined incomes can kind of afford the loan, lah. Yeah. So we managed to get a BTO. And during that time when we were waiting for the BTO to be built, right, I was actually praying consistently for God's provision alongside with my mentor and also my leadership team as well, who know about my situation. And as the years passed by, right, as the key collection date drew closer, that was when my dad and I, we realized that actually we still don't have, you know, sufficient cash to pay, you know, upfront for the levy. And the only option was to include the levy into the purchase price. And with that option, you know, it means that we have to have credibility enough to qualify for a loan amount that's high enough to cover the purchase price, lah. Yeah, so in late 2021, right, I actually, at the same time, right, I was actually praying, you know, and also, you know, about whether to apply for a new job. And so that was where I actually went ahead to apply for this role at a big tech company. And, like, you know, I went through, like, wow, 6 rounds of interviews. It was really intensive, right? And I eventually received the offer in December 2021. And that was where, like, you know, I realized that how God really provided for me, right, was so divine and in His own timing, right? Because just so happened that in January 2022, you know, that was where I need to collect the keys for the new house. So with this updated salary, right, I was able to, you know, get a higher amount of loan, you know, and that was where we could actually include the levy price into the purchase price. And that was where I knew that, hey, you know, like, God's provision, right, came in His divine timing and in a way that only He could do it. He didn't just drop, like, a bag of 30K cash in front of my doorstep, but He provided in a way that, you know, I could have never imagined He'd have done that. Yeah, so, but the thing is that, you know, even as I, you know, joined a big tech company, it brings along its own challenges as well, that, you know, just 1 year into the role, I actually witnessed, like, multiple rounds of, like, retrenchment, and, like, I see, like, you know, how internally I see some of my colleagues globally being let go. And that's where I also think to myself, like, wow, I only joined this company 1 year, you know. Then I thought my housing issue settled already, you know. But then that was where the fear started to creep in, like, you know, what if, you know, I'm affected? You know, what if I cannot, you know, continue to pay for the house? You know, where will we live and all that, you know. So that was where, you know, when there was an official layoff being announced in 2023, right, the Holy Spirit actually revealed in me, right, there's this certain sense of pride in my heart that I began to take more pride in the gift itself, more than, you know, focusing on the giver, and to remember that, you know, God is the one who is my provider. So as I repented, God reminded me and taught me through that lesson to trust Him again. So the layoffs, you know, continue to come in waves, right, in the third, you know, fourth, fifth round. And each time, you know, God reminded me that He's my Father, and because I can trust in my Father's heart for me, you know, I can, you know, lay my foundation on Him as well. So finally, you know, just this year, a few weeks ago on 28 October, the retrenchment actually hit me as well. So I received the retrenchment email, and that very same evening, I actually took time to go out for a walk, to process my thoughts, to also pray through as well. Like, and it's really the questions, as human as I am, you know, it came to my head again. Like, you know, oh no, how about the house? Am I going to tell my dad? Right, you know, that now I don't have a job. You know, and what if I can't find another job because of the economy that seems so bleak at this point in time? And yet, as I reflected, I realized how faithful God has been from the start and how, you know, He has provided for me the job just when I needed it. And now He has also provided for me, you know, in the form of compensation and most importantly, the time that I need, even as I'm, you know, at the peak of my ministry season where I needed time to rest, to spend time to disciple my people and stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't have to go through this season alone, but because I also shared this with my leadership team and my mentor, right? So they also went through this season with me as well. And most importantly, what really anchored me in my in this whole season was my relationship with Jesus. Yeah, that knowing His character through scripture gave me a lot of peace and gave me, you know, this confidence, right, to trust in Him. And that even on the day that I have to go back to the office to pack up my things, right, I was still, you know, able to, I was reminded to be a blessing to my colleagues. So I actually bought some cookies to pack up and then, you know, just bless my colleagues before I left. Wow. And that was where, you know, I realized that, you know, many of my colleagues were touched and some of them were even people that I talked to for the first time as well. And on that day, you know, after I, on that day, they went for dinner, right? Then some of them actually, like, shared to me that, like, you know, how is it that possible that, you know, I can do such a thing, you know, in such a time when I'm the one who got impacted and they were not, right? And they were actually quite touched, you know, that they were thinking, like, how normal people wouldn't do this. Yeah, and on the day, you know, after I got retrenched, I mean, when I woke up, you know, I woke up to a sense of loss, nonetheless, right? And God actually provided for me through my leadership team who actually, like, came to bless me and also, like, reminded me that, like, hey, you know what, Eileen, we are celebrating a retrenchment because God is making a new way for you in this season of wilderness. I was like, amen. Yeah, so I think God really provided for me in a very different way. Yeah, that, you know, even as I put my trust in Him, you know, God provided opportunities through, like, referrals or even, like, you know, headhunters coming to, like, you know, source me out, you know, before I could even apply for a role. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, what I really was reminded of, right, is that God is my provider from the beginning and even now. Right, that He cares for me and He will provide for me. So my encouragement to all of you is this as well, that if you are going through a difficult season or if you're waiting on something, right, stay close to our good Father and stay rooted in the community. Learn to wait, not in fear, but in trust, you know, through the seasons with the community that God has placed in your hearts, because ultimately it's God who will provide for you because He's provided for you before for me as well.
Amen. 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 Come on, let's God give God praise. Shall we do that? Wow, wow. Hey, who is your leadership team? They celebrate retrenchment. What a different, you know, it's a counter-cultural. And of course, I heard the latest update was you are being offered for another tech company again, right? For a job. And I think it's not about the gift, but it points us to the giver. And also the community that you're in. I love that they celebrate retrenchment because they're imparting faith to you. Let's not be pity party. Let's not be inward looking. But let's look outward and upward. So what a wonderful community that you have. Can I hear a loud amen? Right? It's amazing. See, when a community remembers well, remembers what God has done, 4 years ago, they reminded you. 4 years ago, he had provided you a job on time, in time, for the payment of the house. 4 years later, that would be the very same God. So when the community remembers well, they will trust well. That leads me to the second and the last point of today's message. The second point and the last point. Trust God's power to bless His community. Trust God's power to bless His community. Verse 9, you know. I love the psalmist, the way he started off with petition and then now he moves from remembering God's past victory or past power and now is moving into trusting God's present and future power. Verse 9 to verse 11, look at how the psalmist sang. All you Israelites, verse 9, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. So this is the first group that the psalmist sang to. The Israelite means the general population. And then verse 10, house of Aaron, he keeps singing. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. I mean, I can't sing, but if I want to make it in the melody, it will become a song, all right? House of Aaron. The house of Aaron refers to the priesthood, which is the leadership team, the nation leaders of Israel. So meaning it is incomplete. Is a complete call. Whether you are a new believer, whether you know God for a long time, I'm calling all of you to remember, to trust not just the God of the past power, but the God of your present power and the future power. Because in verse 11, he continues to sing, you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, He is their help and shield. Those who fear God refers to the Israelites, general Israelites population again. So this call for God's people as a whole to trust God. Everybody say whole. Everybody. The Psalms 115 verse 12 to 13 continues to sing the result of trusting God. I love that. Shall we read these two verses together? As a result of, hey you Israelites, hey you those who fear the Lord, hey you the house of Aaron. And then that's the result of trusting God. Let's read verse 12 to 13. One, two, go. The Lord remembers us. And will bless us. He will bless His people, Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Verse 13, loud and clear. One, two, go. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. This blessing is not just for the individual. It is generational and communal. It is generational, meaning not just our present generation, but the second generation, the third generation, and your future generation. And also it is communal. It is together. The Lord bless and desire to bless and flourish His people together. Why do people don't trust God to bless the community? Why there's a lack of trust? To my personal opinion, one of the top reasons is because it's unanswered prayers. Because of unanswered prayer. Because if someone has experienced unanswered prayer for a long time, they may fear trusting God again. Because it feels like once bitten, twice shy. It's like a bitter taste after taste. Because Proverbs 13, with the greatest wisdom book ever written, has a word for this. Hope defer makes the heart sick, which is true. When someone or something you deeply hope for is delayed for a long time, it will leave you feeling very discouraged. Leave you in that season of discouragement. I was at those moments of my life when my dad was not healed. I prayed and believed for 10 years, a stroke patient. He received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, but he was not healed physically. Because my understanding is if he's healed physically, he can stand up and testify to all my whole family clan and then convert them all at one go. But the Lord did not do that. And I was on those moments where my global work was barren for some time. I was at those moments. I fell into a place where my heart is sick and faithless. Trusting God to bless becomes very, very hard. And to my opinion, and as I look into the scripture, one of the second reasons why we don't trust God for His power to bless, because of our distorted view of God. We have a distorted view of God. Lack of trust in God often comes from a distorted view of God. some may think that God bless reluctantly. He's very, you know, he's not as generous. He's a reluctant giver. Or the Lord will bless selectively. God favors others more. When we have, you know, I want to do a quick survey. Don't raise your hand. When you heard of Eileen's story just 5-10 minutes ago, in your mind, do you think like this? Wow, she's so blessed. What about my job? You have not blessed me, Lord. Or you might be thinking, wow, Eileen as a child of God was blessed. Now, I want to claim that in my life. I shall be blessed. What is your perspective? It points down not just our attitude, because of our view about God. When I hear some of our family members, their mom or dad received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, after 10 years, after 20 years, I was seated there. I was in small meetings, huge meetings. I was like, Lord, do it. You do it for him or her. Do it for me, for my in-laws, for my mom, because of my view about God. Because in Psalms 115 verse 12, can we read that together? I want to put you into a reminder that the Lord remembers us. Oh, come on, let's read that together. Talk to your soul. 1, 2, go. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. The Lord remembers. He doesn't have a dementia. He's not a dementia God. He's not an old God seated at the throne and forget things here and there. He remembers your need and your cry and your prayer. You have not even uttered a word. He knows and He remembers. How do we trust as a community from now on? From Psalms 15, I want to encourage you. Surround myself, yourself, with the community of faith. Surround yourself with a community of faith. Can you look to the person on left or right? Is he or she in your life group? Some of you are nodding. Some of you are very embarrassed because that is not your life group member. We must come together and play a part to support one another in our faith in God. Can you hear a loud amen? Fear is infection. So does faith. Faith is contagious. Can you hear a loud amen? It's not just about the loudness. It's that quiet confidence that even I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall not fear. Romans 15 verse 1, New Century Version. I love this verse and this version. Paul is encouraging the church in Rome. We who are strong in faith should help the weak with their weakness. Those who are stronger in faith, come on. Some of you are at your, not bad, you experience God's miracle, you remember, and you are still trusting God to bless you now. I would like you to do this. I want to have a big call for people in this category. Send a text to somebody that the Lord placed, drop in your heart. Encourage, call. The life group member has been missing, you know, for some time because of challenges in life, at work, in homes, in parenting. Send a text, give a call, meet up with somebody who is weaker. Strengthen them and build them up. We need one another. Woo! We need each other. If you bring us an individual coal out of this burning coals, it will die very fast. But you stick and let it burn among this whole big coal, it will continue to burn. Can you hear a loud amen? No wonder in Hebrews chapter 10, let's all read this verse together. Verse 25. Woo. Let's read that together. You should not stay away from the church meetings, as some are doing. But you should meet together and encourage each other. Do this even more as you see the day coming, as you see that Jesus is coming back. You should not stay away from the church meeting, including service, including life group. Woo-hoo. As some had a habit of doing. You should meet each other and encourage each other together. I'm very thankful that I'm always in a life group. The very day when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior in Hope Church, I was in a life group. I am in a life group now. Right now, my life group is the leadership life group, the pastor's life group. I'm so thankful that I'm among all, especially in my early days of my Christian walk. I recall in my first few years in church, I was contemplating to leave church and God. Hey, you're thinking, wow, Pastor Jasmine also want to leave church. Yes, that's right, okay. I was contemplating to leave church and God. Thankfully, there's one very godly, discerning leader that very faithful night asked me to come up to meet her. We sat at the staircase of a campus. She talked to me over 2 hours, gently, lovingly, with great discernment, encouragement. I'll never forget that side. I can't remember what we have talked about, but it's very long, I remember. But I remember I took away and said, and she said, do not make rash decision. Do not make impulsive decision. Don't make decision when you are feeling very low. And I remember that, and I took that, and I recall that I went back to the presence of God. I'm so thankful that there are community praying for me. As I look back, what I am doing now for the Lord, I want to give credit to that very fateful night when I sat at the staircase outside of a campus. That fateful leader asked me not to leave God, stay in a community. Eugene Peterson says, Christian faith is not designed to be lived alone. It is lived with others, practiced with others, and strengthened with others. It is togetherness. As we come to the end of Psalms 115, as I mentioned earlier in verse 1, the psalmist starts with a petition. And now if you look at the ending part of Psalms 115, verse 16 to 18, it ends with a praise. It starts with a petition, it ends with a praise. Verse 16 to 18. Shall we read that together loud and clear? I would like to hear the last row to read out so loud I can hear from you. The last row. 1, 2, 3. The highest heavens belongs to the Lord, but the earth He has given to mankind. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to the place of silence. Verse 18. Parents Lounge, East Center. Let's read that together. 1, 2, go. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. It is, praise the Lord, yes. It is a song of praise. It is a song of faith. You can praise God at our present and also singing into our future. Whew. It is a song of letting God to be in control. Not us, not me, but God. We got to learn to praise before the breakthrough. Learn to praise before the breakthrough. That's why every Sunday morning, earlier on when we step into 9:30 in this service for in the East End, it's 10 a.m., we start with praise. Not because we want to pump you up, you know, like, oh, because we need some energetic song to start with. It's like a variety show. No. We are people of faith. We want to start with songs of faith, singing not just of the past, singing of the future and prophesy into the future. Can you hear a loud amen? We want to speak into the future. It is a song of allowing God to be exalted. We carry different wounds, weariness and tiredness throughout the whole week. Why we have praise in the live group, in the service, in some of the leadership meeting, not because we want to pump up everybody. We want to remind everybody, hello, it is we who extol the Lord now and forevermore. Now and forevermore. Sing into the future. When God's people trust God together, we praise and extol Him now and we sing into the future, God is going to release His corporate blessing and anointing. Can you hear a loud amen? Unity, blessing of generosity, blessing of divine provision. God is going to provide. For some, many of you, we might not know, next year, some of you know, some of you might not know, next year, September, the North congregation, the North region is going to move to the North Center. We have yet to find a venue. The current venue has rejected us. And then, you know, I was texting the leaders. We say, wow, God's going to give us a better one, man. Because we thought this is the best one. But God's going to give us the bestest one. Woo! Sing into the future. Prophesy into the future. God's going to release corporate blessing by having strong spiritual vitality. How many of you desire to see that your spiritual life is alive? Yeah? How many of you desire your life group when you come together, everybody, yeah, I want to share testimony. Oh, I have something to testify. I want to share about what God is doing in my life or God, what God has corrected in my life. I just repented before I come to the life group. In the toilet, I was just repenting. I just want to share with all of you. How many of you like to see that in your life group? Whoo! Let's trust God together. There is no silo Christianity. And God's going to release growth. There will be new growth. Can I invite all of you to rise on your feet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I love Psalms 115. Remember God's power. Trust that God's power will continue to bless us. I want to invite those at the Parents Lounge who also to rise on your feet, and all our brothers and sisters at our East Center. I want to call and invite some of you that wherever you go through some season that your trust is tested, you tend to move away from the community and move away from God rather than get close to God and get close to the community. I want to call you out. Don't do that. Because that faithful night, that godly leader reminded me over 2 hours when I was very young in my faith. Don't do that. Don't make this decision when at your lowest spiritual point of your life. No. Stay on. Stick it through. Come near to the community. You are listening to us online. You might be moving away from the community. That's why you're online right now. Probably the Holy Spirit is speaking to you to come back to the community and come back to be close to the community so that you can experience the corporate anointing and corporate blessing that God is pouring into His church, into His God, in God's people. I want to encourage, look at me, you know, I want to encourage all of us to stand together for 2 things. As a life group, later we're going to sing this song because I would like you to sing this and prophesy and sing into your current situation as a life group for somebody that you know are going through some impossible situation that no man can ever intervene and help. Only God should show up and do His deliverance and deliver this very dark situation of that person. I'd like you to stand together as a life group. Do you have such people or such person, him or her or a couple, that needed a miracle, a breakthrough, an intervention or a healing or a restoration that only God can bring? We need to stand together and trust God together. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Let's not just bring worry into our sleep. Let's bring God's word into our sleep. Let's bring God's promises into our sleep. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
He is our promise keeper. He is our promise keeper. When we stand on behalf of my weaker brother, my struggling sister, that couple that is going through a very tough relationship challenge, we stand together as a community. And the second kind of standing together, hey, you know, I would like you to stand together with your life group leader. Not literally right now, right? But in our spirit, to stand together with your life group leader to believe another supernatural kind of harvest during Christmas. Can you hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Oh, we got to trust God together. It is not the role, just the role of the life group leader or the zone leader, servant leadership, but it is us together. We're going to stand and trust God together. As we're going to sing the song, I Trust in God, on the count of 3, I'll let you to lift up both of our hands into heaven as a sign that God, not me in control, but you in control. Remind me of your power in the past, what you have done. And I'm going to trust in you to bless me now. Bless us now and into the future of our generation. Are you all ready? 1, lift up your hands, both your hands. 2, 3, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord that we can trust. God, blessed assurance. Reveal, magnify yourself as we extol my King. I exalt you. Blessed
assurance. Jesus is mine.
Yeah.
He's been my foeman in the fire time after time.
Amen. You are with Meshach.
Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood, and what He did for me on
back to what you have done in our lives. And because of that, we can trust in you, to follow you, to seek you. Through petition and praise, let's seek the Lord. Hallelujah.
And I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. We sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. We sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why we trust him.
Somebody in your life group, or probably your ex life group mates, or someone that you know in the community is going through a very rough patch, and it's impossible for a solution that comes from men. On the count of three, I would like you to pray like never before. Start with a petition. Cry out to God, not to us, not to us, not us, but you, Lord. Are you ready to ask for an intervention, a miracle, a healing, a restoration? Are you ready? One, two, three. Let's pray together. In your family, in your life group. Come on, people. Let God release His blessing and His presence in that particular person as we stand together as a community. Holy Spirit, reveal those areas. Hallelujah. So. sister. Lord, I know you have shown up and you will show me again. Lord, we trust in the name of Jesus right now. We ask, oh God, for your power. We ask, oh God, for a transformation. We ask, oh God, you will resurrect this situation. You resurrect this relationship. You resurrect this relationship that is stuck in the name of Jesus. Let it flow. Let it be with your love. Let there be communication. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let there be humility. Let there be confession in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We shall see and hear different praise going on in different groups of God in the Northeast region of Singapore and the East region of Singapore and in our global family. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. As all eyes close, all heads bow, I'd like you to pray. To stand together, discuss this during lunch, but I just felt prompted to pray that this Christmas will be a different Christmas. Because we're going to trust God together. We're going to trust God. It's not going to be the same old Christmas. It's not going to be just a new Christmas production, but it will be a different kind of spiritual vitality in every life group. Can you hear a loud amen?
Amen.
On the count of three, you desire that to happen in your life group. New growth, new breakthrough. Those lives that is impossible to change and touch, only God can bring it. You're going to trust God for together. Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Come on, let's pray. Lift up our hands and trust God together as a congregation. Oh, hallelujah. People, let's not be spectator. Husband, wife, brothers and sisters. Oh, we stand together to trust God together. So, Rabashin and touch. Right now we stand on the promises and the love of God. We pray, we stand and trust in the name of Jesus. The kids will come to know you. The student will come to know you. The elderly will come to know you. We stand together. Let every life grow. We'll experience another type of new growth during this Christmas. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Brokenness, but only Jesus, you can make it right. You can release people into real freedom, not bondages, but real freedom. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come on, let's give God praise. Shall we do that? Let's give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Advice, but your name, your word, your miracle, your healing, your intervention, amen, your amen. Restoration in Jesus' name. And all God's people will say, amen. Amen. Woo! God is a good God. Yeah. How many of you agree with me? God is a faithful God.
Yeah.
Lay your hands on somebody's shoulder on your left and right. Shall we do that? We're going to trust God together. Let's not stand alone to pray. I always like this laying of hands because to remind us that we are not alone. Father, this morning, as we lay hands on the person, brother and sisters, wife or husband, father or mother or kids, on our left and right, we are standing together as one. Even our friends who just came, or come for a few times. Lord, none of us is made to be alone. You have created us to be together. That our faith will infect somebody's faith. That our words will build up somebody's up. Hallelujah. Our smile will bring comfort to the soul. Lord, our hello will bring healing to the hearts. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Let us to be that community that will always trust in you. We will not know what, we will not tell you what you can't do, but you will tell us what you can do. Hallelujah. Amen. because you are God that specializes in bringing impossible to become possible. Help our faith to build on you and you alone. For you are God who remembers and will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, if you have yet to be a believer of Jesus, oh, come on, let's give Him praise, all right? Let's thank God. God is good. Friends, if you are yet a believer of Jesus Christ, you might have a Christian name, or you come from a Christian school, you grew up in a Christian nation. I just want to encourage you to do so. Don't leave this place. No, parents, don't go and pick up your kids. Your kids is in a good place. I just want to take this very moment to let you know that the friends who brought you here or your Christian friends around you has been standing together and trust God and been praying for you. For you to say, open your hearts to say yes to God. The Bible is a book of love. The whole Bible talks about God's love. Between God's love between man and Him. God loves you. Jesus, God demonstrates His love not just by paying lip service, but by acting on His love. He sent His one and only Son not to condemn your sin, but to save you from your sin. Today, as a pastor and as a friend, can I invite you to take this step of trust, to open your hearts to trust Jesus? You might not know Him completely, but it is a step of trust to say, yes, I might not know everything about God, but I want to know Him. Will you open your hearts to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And the rest of the Christian, let's pray this prayer together to help our friend, 1, 2, 3, 5, to say yes to God by praying this prayer together. Shall we do that? Let's close our eyes and bow our heads, and let's help our friend to pray this prayer together. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Let's do it again. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
And I want to thank you.
And I want to thank you.
For dying on the cross.
For dying on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Right now.
Right now.
I invite you.
I invite you.
To come into my life.
To come into my life.
To be my Lord.
To be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Help me.
Help me
to become,
to become
the kind of person,
the kind of person
I was created to be. I pray all this.
I pray all this
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.